Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I have a little house, I have a little yard. Now, here's what's funny. I am famous for killing
famous.
Things.
Calm down.
For killing things.
Oh, for
famous
killing things.
For
yeah.
killing things. Yeah. No, I'm not famous. Yeah, I am famous for not being domestic. Like, so much so that I'm a little offended by how my parents speak to me when I mention doing things. Mm-hmm. Like, if I say, I bought some dishes, and they'll go, oh, Amy, you bought dishes? That's so cute.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, Mom. There's...
Damn, you're 40.
I know. I'm 40.
And they're proud of you for buying
yes.
plates.
And I was like, well, I got to clean the bathrooms. So I was like, oh, my gosh, you scrubbed the toilets? Yes, I scrubbed the toilets. And she's like, that is so cute. I'm so proud of you. And they do this not because they're coddling parents, but because they think so lowly of my domestic abilities. Because my mom even said, that's so cute, that's so domestic of you. Because apparently I'm having a hard time keeping myself alive.
Right.
She wants me to get a life alert
yeah.
that I shouldn't live alone. I'm not able to do things. And let's say her stance on that is not completely unfounded.
Yes.
So I have this yard.
Right.
I am paying for a yard service. It's basic, like yard cutting, but it's been really hot and I still have to water the yard. So anyway, I tell my parents, I go, yeah, I'm watering the yard. And my mom goes, you are taking care of the yard? I said, yes, I'm taking care of the yard. She goes, well, how do you water it? I said, I bought a hose and I have a sprinkler and I put the sprinkler, I screw it on and I put the sprinkler in the yard. And she goes, oh my gosh, that's so cute. So this is the basic. This is what I do. I water the yard. I don't cut it. I have no idea.
Yeah.
And also, I just moved in this house in the beginning of July, end of June, beginning of July. So I'm relatively new. Let me just tell you this. For reasons unbeknownst to me, and really has nothing to do with my actions, me, the new neighbor, my yard is the best yard on the street in the neighborhood. I mean, the grass is so lush and verdant and dark green and it's thick and it's unbelievable. It shames the other yards. Now, I say this because I have nothing to do with this yard other than I put the sprinkler out. I don't cut it. I don't know when it's cut. I don't know how it was treated. I don't even know the name of my lawn service. It's what I have. So I'm standing outside the other day and I'm looking at the sprinkler and it's taking me a long time to make sure I get the back and forth of the sprinkler in the right spot. And this neighbor comes up to me. She goes, are you, the woman that just moved in? I'm like, yes. And she's like, oh, you have the best yard in the whole neighborhood. What do you do? What is your secret? And I'm like, well, I just water it. And then I'm standing there and then she leaves. And then another guy comes out and goes, oh my gosh, you're the woman that just moved in. Everyone's talking about how beautiful your yard is. So suddenly my yard is the talk of the neighborhood. I'm speaking with an authority that I don't have. I have no idea why my yard
is
green.
You're stealing this yard valor.
It's stolen yard valor. And I don't know why it's green. And all I do is I put the sprinkler, and it's a back and forth sprinkler. It's not an oscillating, like,
yeah, I know.
Sprinkler.
Yeah, oh, the kind. Yeah, I know those.
It's not
love those.
Kind.
Those are my favorite.
Do you fertilize it? And honestly, as she kept asking questions, eventually I had to say, honestly, ma'am, I just moved here and I have no idea why the grass is so green. But I am the talk of the town with this yard. And what's funny is all the plants inside my house have died.
Uh-huh.
And the only landscaping that I bought are three hanging plants. And the three hanging plants are dying. So the only thing that I'm actually responsible for, it's actually... they're dying, except for the yard, which somehow is alive, and I'm getting all the credit. I have stolen yard valor, and you know
yeah,
what?
It is.
I am not going to disabuse anyone.
Let me tell you
something. I am not disabusing anyone of the belief that somehow I am the greatest yard caretaker in the history of the world.
How long before you kill this lawn?
Probably a couple months.
You know what I'm going to get? I've seen these plants.
Yeah.
I've seen advertising for them. They're plants that have this little reservoir, and then you put the water in it, and all you have to do, you put the water in once.
I've seen
You put the water in once, and it just you're good for the month, and all you have to do is fill up that reservoir once a month.
So
I won't kill that plant.
So I was pretty good with succulents inside my house, but I'm not getting direct sunlight. Here's what's crazy. My house feels bright. It's a little house. It's smaller than, like, an apartment I've had before.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tiny little house, but it's adorable. And I feel like it's bright, but one thing I've realized, it doesn't get any direct sunlight. Because my succulents that are right by the window are kind of dying. There's only one window. So now I got to figure out, how do I keep a plant alive inside with no sunlight? And so anyway, but in the meantime, my yard is amazing. And I don't, it's just so crazy. And my parents cannot believe it. My parents want to put a sign in the yard that says, she has nothing to do with this yard. Because it does feel like stolen yard valor.
Yeah, I really don't think that
but
you
But do you
should...
know what it's like to have neighbors come up to you asking you for wisdom?
No.
It's unbelievable.
I have never...
The power I'm wielding right now.
I have never seen the face of any of my neighbors in the last 20 years.
That's why you got to move to Kirkwood.
I don't want to know neighbors.
Well...
I don't want to be invited to a driveway drink. I don't want that. I don't want anything to do with that.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.